Blog Talk Radio.
Learn how to take your caring and giving farther with the Caring and Funding Podcast powered by CAP America. CAP America, America's leader in cross-border philanthropy, helps corporations, foundations, wealth advisors, and individuals who wish to give internationally and with enhanced due diligence in the United States. Through its industry-leading grants management program and philanthropic advisory services, CAP America helps donors amplify their impact and ensure their gifts are made in a safe and effective manner. This Caring and Funding Podcast is dedicated to these donors and the charities they support. Our guests are leaders in their field who join us to share tips for success and stories that inspire. Our host is Ted Hart, the CEO of CAP America. After the show, you can find all our podcasts at capamerica.org, on iTunes, and now just say, Alexa, play CAF America on TuneIn. Now, welcome the host of CAP America's Caring and Funding Podcast, Ted Hart.
And welcome to the Caring and Funding Podcast. CAP America's global partnerships enable carefully chosen teams around the world to bring together the very best of talent and strengths. In today's world, philanthropy often moves at the speed of the internet, even if the human condition has not yet learned to heal or grow or change or rebuild or host of other things that philanthropy can and will address at the same lightning speed. CAP America's global partnerships enable us to bridge those great divides by bringing to the American donor the very best of philanthropic expertise and services on the ground in countries around the world. Through this podcast series, we introduce our listeners, our donors, to partners we collaborate with and partners who collaborate with us in making it possible for that long arch of history, that long arc of philanthropic change, to bend a little faster, with much more assurance and with the full regulatory compliance and risk management regulatory compliance that you have come to rely on from CAF America. Today, on this special edition of the Caring and Funding Podcast, it's my pleasure to introduce you to Lisa Gringham, the Chief Executive Officer of Good to Give. Good to Give is a member of the CAF Global Alliance and our partner in Australia. Good to Give is a not-for-profit that makes it easy for businesses, their employees, and customers to support their communities and causes they care about. Committed to building a more giving society, Good to Give provides innovative technology solutions to help businesses, donors, and charities connect, as well as advising businesses on how to engage their charities. Good to Give's market-leading technology platforms allow for the efficient and secure processing of around 1 million transactions annually. Since 2001, Good to Give has facilitated $225 million to more than 8,000 Australian and international communities. Lisa is regarded as one of the most respected experts in corporate community investment in Australia. She was appointed as CEO of Good to Give in 2012 and has transformed the organization to a digital innovator and integrated service provider for many of Australia and New Zealand's largest companies, delivering $25 million annually to charities. Prior to taking the helm at Good to Give, Lisa worked in leadership roles with global corporations, including 3M, and leading Australia corporations, including Optus and Aussie Home Loans, as well as running her own strategic consulting business. Lisa is currently on the board of the International Women's Forum Australia, is a board member of Share Gift Australia, and was chair and director of Daystar Foundation. Lisa, welcome here to the Caring and Funding Podcast.
Thanks, Ted. It's a pleasure to be here with you today on your show.
Lisa, it's great to have you here. And, you know, there's always been a strong bond between Americans and Australians. And that was recently very evident in the outpouring of support in early 2020 during a period of record-breaking temperatures and months of severe drought that fueled a series of massive bushfires across Australia. Americans donated in support of disaster relief efforts many of those funded via our partnership with Good to Give. Please share with our listeners how philanthropic partnership benefits donors, and more importantly, in this case, the people in Victoria, New South Wales, and South Australia who lost so much.
You are so right, Ted, that there is certainly a strong bond between America and Australia, and never was that more evident than during the catastrophic bushfires that Australia suffered in early 2020. Now, Good to Give, we delivered upwards of $8 million to charities supporting those impacted by the bushfires, and staggeringly, nearly 30% of that came from donors in America through our partnership with CAF America. So during the bushfires, Good to Give was able to provide CAF America with a curated list of pre-validated charities that we knew were working on the ground. So CAF America was able to share this list with their donors, providing that surety that donors would get to where they were most needed in a timely and secure manner. You know, when a disaster strikes, it's Good to Give's role to help companies know who to support in affected communities. So there's three things that we do. Firstly, we reach out to key charities we know will be involved in leading the relief efforts. We work closely with our corporate clients to support charities establishing employee and customer appeals. And thirdly, we reach out to our global partners, including CAF America, to see if we can support their donors who might want to give. And as you mentioned, Ted, you know, there were people dreadfully affected, particularly in Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia. And the rural fire brigades in those states did an extraordinary job. But along with those rural fire brigades, we also saw our large charities such as the Australian Red Cross, the Salvation Army step up to the plate, but also smaller grassroots organisations. And I know that there were donors in America who supported WIRES, and also the Kangaroo Island Mayoral Relief Fund. So these organisations not only delivered immediate assistance, but as you know, Ted, when a disaster strikes, these charities will be working on the ground in those affected areas for many, many years to come. So, look, I cannot thank Americans enough for their support. It was truly, truly overwhelming. And I think something that might help your listeners understand a little bit about why Aussies were so overwhelmed by the support coming from overseas is that, you see, Aussies have a very, very strong sense of mateship. It's absolutely core to our identity. And a good Aussie always helps a mate out in need. So when a disaster strikes, and we do have quite a few of them in Australia, from fires to floods to drought to hurricanes, Australians step up and we give generously. But when people we don't know also give to support us from the other side of the world, that truly surprises and humbles us. So I just want to give a big shout out and thanks to everybody who gave to Australians during the bushfires.
Thank you, Lisa. You know, the bond that is so strong between Americans and Australia, you and I have had an opportunity to work together since we both started our positions, mine at CAF America and yours in Australia. We've put together another program that I think helps all across Australia. There are more than 2,500 charities all across Australia that can now receive tax-receipted gifts from America. They can receive them today if that charitable gift advised is through CAF America. CAF America's expedited giving program is managed in Australia by Good to Give. And this is something that you and I have put together in just the last couple of years. Tell us what that means for charities in Australia. What is the American expedited giving program at Good to Give?
So core to our relationship, as you know, Ted, is the assurance to American donors that Good to Give knows the Australian not-for-profit sector very well and that our due diligence is of the highest standards. For example, we carry out audits of our pre-validated charities quarterly to ensure that their tax status is still valid. So when donors give to CAF America to give to Australian charities, they can be assured that their funds are going to legitimate charities. Now, as you alluded to, Ted, we have a brilliant working relationship with the team at CAF America. And there's something so satisfying when you find your tribe halfway around the world. We're all committed to getting the donors' money to charity as securely and as quickly as possible. But we're also committed to reducing the admin burden on charities to receive funds. So we get direct feedback from charities when they receive funds via Good to Give from our international partners, including CAF America and also CAF in the UK. They tell us it's so easy. So it means that they don't have to validate with multiple entities. They simply work with Good to Give. And what this results in is reducing the admin burden on the charities, which we both believe is so vitally important. So, you know, in a nutshell, I genuinely believe that the expedited giving program that Good to Give runs with CAF America is the most efficient way to grant funds into Australia to support our local charities.
And of course, Lisa, efficiency is so important. Many people think, well, it's charitable. There shouldn't be any cost. But of course, there's always cost in making sure that it's done right, making sure that the money is accounted for, making sure that the money is spent for the purpose in which it's given. But we do have an obligation to do that as efficiently and as cost effective as we can. And putting together a program like this with trusted providers from America to Australia allows us to do that at the very lowest cost.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
We're so blessed to be able to work with Good to Give because we know that Good to Give also is the largest workplace giving software provider throughout Australia. And that's in and of itself very impressive. But tell us a little bit more about what that means in Australia and particularly what that means for workplace giving.
Well, today we're incredibly proud of Good to Give. We've actually facilitated almost $250 million to communities for charitable purpose. And one of the key ways that we've been able to deliver this staggering volume of donations is via our exceptional workplace giving platform. So we work with hundreds of companies in Australia, including 20% of Australia's top publicly listed companies. And many of the company brand names would be familiar to Americans. So Unilever, Toyota, PwC, EY, and Facebook, just to name a few. And as we all know, workplace giving is just such a smart way to give, as most companies match their staff's donations. So this instantly means that the charity receives double the donation. And what's been, you know, particularly exciting for us as we've invested a lot in technology over the last 7 years is that we've now expanded this platform's functionality to process not only workplace giving donations, but offline company match donations, credit card rewards donations, dollars for doers matching grants, and most recently, share giving. So we, as you say, we do have the leading employee giving software in Australia. And we are incredibly proud of that. And dare I say it, it is also pretty impressive. So for a small organisation and a small not-for-profit organisation at that, we do punch well above our weight. And we often actually refer to ourselves as a fintech for good. So scaling giving is just super important to everybody at Good to Give.
Well, you certainly make us proud to have you as our partner in Australia. Lisa, we're going to take a very quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about something I've really learned about Good to Give over the years. And that is doing more for donors is something that we've learned is really all about Good to Give.
Remember, our podcasts and archives are always available 24 hours a day at CAFAmerica.org. On iTunes, or just say, Alexa, play CAF America on TuneIn. Now, back to the Caring and Funding Podcast and our host, Ted Hart.
And we're back here with Lisa Gringham, the Chief Executive Officer at Good to Give, our partner in Australia. And Lisa, when just before we went on the break, I was teasing to our listeners that doing more for donors is something we've learned is what Good to Give is all about. And I had learned a little bit from you about some of the work that you do with Qantas Airlines, and that's your employee giving plus managing a very impressive corporate grants program. Tell us what this means, not only to Qantas Airlines, but what such an integrated corporate program means to any philanthropically minded company?
Well, Qantas is such a strong Aussie brand and one that globally people feel connected to. It's often referred to as the flying kangaroo. And for many years, the wonderful John Travolta was an ambassador for Qantas. And I actually even think he's flown one of the big jumbos, which is pretty impressive. So again, there's that Australian and American strong connection. Now, when it comes to working with Qantas, we've worked with them for many years, operating their employees' workplace giving program, which supports hundreds of different charities across the country. And when they were looking to outsource the management of their corporate foundation, they approached us as they knew that we had the expertise in managing tax-deductible funds and so could handle all of the hefty compliance and regulatory requirements. So for a number of years, we've not only managed the foundation, but we've also worked closely with them on their grants programs, providing the online technology platform and the advisory services to ensure that they deliver robust charitable grants programs. Plus, of course, we also support them with the ad hoc grants programs from time to time. And, you know, to your point, Ted, we love working with companies who genuinely have giving at the heart of what they do. And Qantas definitely ticks that box. We've also found that companies like to deal with one service provider for their charitable giving, as it does make managing an integrated corporate giving program so much easier. So at Good to Give, we stand by the fact that we make giving easy. Now, that said, we know that charitable giving is not that easy if you don't have the right expertise, knowledge and tax-effective structures. So we manage corporate, employee and customer giving programs, as well as tax-deductible foundations for companies and individuals, and also provide strategic advice around investing in nonprofits. So, you know, as you know, there's a great deal to consider when you're making charitable donations, and it can sometimes be complicated further due to a company's complex organisational structure or due diligence requirements. And I will say that one of the greatest compliments that we get pretty regularly at Good to Give is that we find solutions to corporate giving challenges. So that for me is really exciting, and it does mean that we work with a lot of companies across their entire giving programs.
And that certainly takes a lot of expertise and a lot of effort to get that right, and particularly when you're working with large corporations. Here in the United States, oftentimes corporate donor clients also want employee volunteer programs to be managed alongside their giving programs. Is that something that Good to Give can help with in Australia?
Now, bear with me here, Ted. I'm going to give you a longish intro to this answer, and I hope it's worth it. But something that everyone at Good to Give is passionate about is our collaborations. We do not like competition in the not-for-profit sector for the sake of competition, and I know that CAP America shares the same commitment. So CAP America and Good to Give has such a strong partnership that it's designed to deliver the best outcomes for donors and for charities. And another collaboration we have Australia is with Australia's leading peer-to-peer fundraising platform, Good to Give, who I know also work with CAP America. And here comes the answer to your question. Yes, Good to Give can help companies with their volunteer programs, as most recently we've opened up our proprietary workplace giving platform to partner with volunteer platforms. And today we partner with Communiteer, which is Australia's most innovative online volunteer community. So I'm really excited about this partnership. So, I'd say to your listeners, if you'd like to know more, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. And I just wanted to wrap up by saying that, you know, our collaborations at Good to Give, I believe, are exceptional, as quite frankly, there are way too many software platforms that are competing with each other, fragmenting donations to charities, which only end up driving up charity admin costs and the complexities for charities. And that's just something that we don't support at all. So collaborations are the way to go for us.
Well, we certainly applaud you for that. And I think that many of the donors, corporate donors and foundation donors in Australia will reward Good to Give and others for those sorts of collaborations, because they do add a lot more efficiency in the philanthropic marketplace. I want to turn your attention to something that's maybe not quite so happy, and that's when disaster strikes and employees are in harm's way. Many corporations do want to help out, and employee hardship and relief funds are one way that they can help shoulder the burden felt by families who are facing a crisis. The good news is that I understand that Accor Hotels rely on Good to Give and just this sort of assistance. Help our listeners understand how this might be something that Good to Give could help their company with.
So, as you know, Ted, sometimes corporates get a bad rap. But, you know, I do believe that, you know, you and I are in such lucky positions because we see the best in companies and people when times are tough. Now, we've supported many companies over the years when individual employees or their families are devastated by tragedy. And globally, we've all been devastated by the COVID-19 pandemic. So many have been put under enormous economic pressure, and under pressure, you often see the best in people. Now, for me, our long-term client, Accor Hotels, has shown incredible leadership in creating the All Heartist Fund, which supports employees who have been negatively financially impacted due to COVID-19. So we've worked closely with Accor Hotel to securely manage and distribute funds to the Accor team right across the South Pacific region. But as you say, Ted, you know, employee hardship programs, they're so vitally important, but they're not that positive because, you know, they're times of tragedy. But, you know, Accor also did some fantastic stuff with their staff, which, you know, is a lot of fun. And they're another company who I think that, you know, they're just great corporate citizens. It's just simply in their DNA. So they run this great program called The Race to Survive, which is a challenge-style course over 3 days through the beautiful hinterlands in Queensland's Gold Coast. So staff raise around $1 million every year, which goes into the Accor Hotels Community Fund, and they then distribute those funds out to charities who help build healthy families. So, you know, Accor is just such an inspirational client to work with, both in the good times and also the challenging ones too.
Lisa, there's that certainly is an impressive, and I think you're absolutely right. Many donor types, you know, oftentimes are engaged in many different types of business and don't often get the attention put on the philanthropic good that they do. But yet you and I every day get a chance to work with them and to see the good that they do. One such company that is very much in the forefront of doing very good work, and so we're very fortunate to have an opportunity to work with them in both of our countries, is Citi. And Citi Foundation is a wonderful corporate giving client for CAF America, very innovative and works very hard to make a difference in a lot of different communities. And I understand that Citi is also benefiting from the philanthropic services of Good to Give in Australia.
Absolutely. Citi, again, another long-term client of Good to Gives, and we work with them on their workplace giving program to support their employees in their charitable giving. And I know, as you said, the Citi Foundation works closely with CAF America. And in fact, you know, many of CAF America clients are large corporates with head offices in the US and subsidiaries in Australia. So, you know, this is another reason why you and I have such a strong partnership. And I will say that I think that many of the Australian subsidiaries of US-based companies are leading the way when it comes to strong charitable giving programs. So I mentioned before that, you know, Australians have a real sense of mateship, and when we're in trouble, we do anything to help out a mate. And so when it comes to giving during times of disasters, we're incredibly generous, but we don't necessarily have the same commitment to regular giving that you do in America. So, you know, there is such a strong culture of giving across the US. And it's something that Good to Give and many others in Australia are trying to change. And I think the other thing that was really interesting for us was that during the bushfires, it's estimated that one in two people gave to charities to support those impacted by the bushfires. So I'm really, really positive about what this means for Australia in the future when it comes to growing our culture of giving. And, part of growing that culture of giving, I've always believed, falls to Australian businesses. And I think that they can really lead the way by encouraging their staff to give to those who need it. So, we do a lot of research like CAP America does over the years, and the research that we've done around the impact that companies' corporate giving programs have on their employees is always so positive. And in fact, some research we did a little while ago said that more than 80% of the staff felt proud to work at their company because they offered a workplace giving program. So, we're really excited about the growing the culture of giving in Australia. And, me, Ted, I just want to shout it to the world that giving to charities makes us all feel great.
Well, we want to shout to the world that Good to Give is our partner in Australia. And we've only got a few minutes left here. I just want to remind all of our listeners that today we've been able to speak about the CAF America's expedited giving program at Good to Give. The fact that Good to Give is the largest workplace giving software provider throughout Australia. The employee giving program and corporate grants program at Good to Give. Employee volunteer programs, employee hardship and relief funds, corporate giving programs, such an impressive array of philanthropic services that Good to Give offers. Lisa, I just want to ask you to wrap things up for us and make sure that our listeners have a good sense of the strong services that are available at Good to Give.
Look, Ted, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to share a little bit about what we do to support companies in their giving programs. We absolutely love what we do at Good to Give. So certainly if you need some support to give to Australian charities, please reach out to CAP America, or of course you can reach out to us at Good to Give, and our website is goodtogive.ngo. So please do take the time to check out what we do, and we'd love to talk to you. But again, look, just thank you so much for the opportunity to talk and a little bit about what we do in Australia. And thank you so much for the partnership. It's something that is so, so valuable to not only us, but, hundreds of charities and probably thousands of charities across Australia. So thank you.
It means a lot to us as well. And we know that there's a lot more that we will do together. Lisa Gringham, thank you so much, and everyone at Good to Give.
You've been listening to the Caring and Funding Podcast, powered by CAP America. Tell all your friends and colleagues to check out our archives, sign up for our free newsletter, and download our iPad and iPod-friendly podcasts at capamerica.org. Thanks for listening to the Caring and Funding Podcast.